This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
What's up, Style Crew? We are back for another episode of Style and Conversation. This is a very special episode and another edition of These Are My Thoughts. And I am actually recapping Met Gala Looks 2025. And I'm so excited about this episode because of this year's theme, just the boldness of the outfits this year. We saw appearances that we haven't seen in years, which I'll get into. Black designers really reigned this year and did their thing. And I love it. It's an event that I look forward to seeing the looks every year. But this year in particular with the themes, I was really excited. So I'm looking forward to diving into this edition of These Are My Thoughts, Met Gala 2025 recap. I'm rooting for everybody Black. But before we get into that, I have to ask you all to make sure that you are following the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you stream. Also, make sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel, which is Styled by Jessica Lauren. Also, make sure that you're following the podcast on Instagram at Style and Conversation Pod. It's all one word. And you can also follow me personally and keep up with me at styledby_JessicaLauren. And one other thing that I wanted to tell you all, just a reminder. So I actually am a fashion and wardrobe stylist, hence the name Styling Conversation. And so I just want to let you all know that I'm currently accepting in-person clients in the Atlanta metro area. And I'm also taking new clients virtually as well. So reach out to me right now on my email, which is styledbyjessicalauren@gmail.com. Send me a message and we can set up a styling consultation. I would love to meet with you. I'll have my new website launching soon. And yeah, with that being said, let's jump into this episode. So yesterday, we saw what has now become known as Met Monday. So the first Monday of every year, the Metropolitan Gala takes place. And this is actually the annual fundraiser for the Metropolitan Museum of Art's Costume Institute. It's held in New York City. We've acknowledged that this is an annual fundraiser. This is an event that is full of artistic expression. All the stars come out, not just the stars, but I would say movers and shakers in the moment in Hollywood, influencers. We've even had politicians, journalists, all the we range the gambit of attendees for this event. And it's basically a way for rich people to get together, show off their outfits, rub elbows, compliment each other on how thin and beautiful they are, deny their Ozempic use, you know, the usual, all the things. But all jokes aside, this year I was more invested than usual because the theme was, drumroll please, super fine Tailoring Black Style. And the point of this was to celebrate menswear and Black dandyism. And as soon as they announced this theme last year, everyone was so excited because this is our moment. We're rooting for everybody Black. The co-chairs for this year's event included Coleman Domingo, Lewis Hamilton, A$AP Rocky, Pharrell Williams, and of course, Vogue's editor-in-chief, Anna Wintour. And I just want to say that the theme for this year really spoke volumes to me because in this current climate, particularly in the United States, where we have our U.S. government, you have corporations rolling back efforts, really trying to block any type of progression in terms of diversity, equity, and inclusion. To have a theme such as this at a time that we're in, and considering that this theme was actually announced well before the current president's presidential win was announced, it just speaks volumes. And I love the inclusion, and I'll be honest, even if it is performative on behalf of the powers that be that organized this event, I am someone that believes that even if your efforts are performative, if they exist and they're not with the intention to hurt me and they're opening doors, perform away. So I loved it. I am excited to see what will come of this. And with that, honey, let's get into these looks. Style Crew, remember when I told you that we had some new sponsors for this season? Well, I cannot wait to tell you more about one of our newest sponsors, Brit's Body Butter. I am actually holding some of her fragrance oils, which are my favorite products from her. And my favorite fragrance that I wear on repeat and I constantly get compliments when I wear it is the Amber Vanilla. So I am a vanilla girly. I wear this fragrance throughout the year, but I wear it in different combinations to be appropriate for the season. And I love layering my fragrances. I first came about her products at an event here in Atlanta. She was one of the pop-up vendors, and I instantly fell in love. I purchased the Amber Vanilla, the Summer's Love, and the Strawberry Passion. And as you can see, I have been using them all pretty frequently, but mostly the Amber Vanilla. And how I like to use this product is I will spray it on my pulse spots. So behind both of my ears, I'll spray it at the nape of my neck, in front of my neck, in between on my chest, as well as the crease of my arm, as well as right at the beginning of my underarm. Because as the night goes on, you might start to sweat. You want to make sure you're smelling great. And this product really helps aid with that. And then I'll follow it up by topping it with my fragrance choice of the evening, whichever perfume I choose to wear. I find that this fragrance, particularly the Amber Vanilla, pairs really well with a variety of perfumes. And so after I apply the perfume on top of the oil, which would be on my pulse spots, then I'll follow up with a body mist, spray it throughout my hair, all over my body, on my clothing. And then I'm good to step out the door and get all of the compliments of, oh, you smell so great. And one of the other things that I love about this product, you know that I love supporting small-owned businesses. And this is another Black woman-owned business, and they are completely integral in their process. You can get in touch with someone easily, and I just can't recommend them enough. I can't tell you how much I love the products, and I always get compliments. Just to tell you a little bit more about Brit's Body Butter, at Brit's Body Butter and Oils, we believe that beauty goes beyond the surface. True beauty comes from within and is reflected in how we treat ourselves, others, and the planet. Our philosophy is rooted in mindfulness, positivity, and sustainability. Experience the pure, lasting hydration of Brit's Body Butter and Oils. Your skin will be sure to thank you. And so for the listeners, you know I have a code for you. The code is Styled by Jess. That is STYLEDBYJESS. And this will get you 15% off of your purchase price. So don't think about it. Go ahead and run to BritsBodyButter.com. That is spelled BritsBodyButter.com. And be sure to use the code Styled by Jess, STYLEDBYJESS, for 15% off your purchase. And with that, let's get back into this episode. Now, I will say this. I am not someone that necessarily takes the approach of, say, a fashion police where I rate worst dress and things of that nature. I have looks that really stand out to me that I absolutely love. And then there are looks that don't. To be honest with you, I actually had more looks that I love that didn't make the list because I don't want to keep you listening to this for hours on end. I didn't rank this list based on necessarily like a 1 to 10, a 1 to 15. They're not in a particular order. These are all looks that I just appreciated greatly. And you'll notice from this list, I am someone, my approach to fashion is I appreciate boldness. I appreciate individual style. I appreciate people who embrace trends, embrace themes, but also take these things and make it their own. And they don't try to assimilate based upon anyone else and what's going on at the time. So I really appreciate that. And I also am someone, the people closest to me know this, I am an alterations girly. I'm a short girl. I'm 4'11". I don't have many pieces in my closet, especially pants or longer dresses, that I have not had to get altered. And as I've gotten older, I tailor a lot of my pieces, again, because I'm a short girl. I have a short torso. So I will tailor the shoulders of pieces to fit my body well, to help elongate me and not take away from my frame. So you'll notice that in my selections. So I'm very much someone that appreciates looks being tailored to the individual. And with that being said, I just wanted to provide you all with some background before I got into these looks. So the first person that I want to get into, Coco Jones. The stunningly beautiful Coco Jones. I just have to say that I appreciate her music, but I fell in love with her playing Hillary Banks on Bel Air. If you all have not checked that show out, I highly encourage you to check it out. Any of my 90s kids that appreciated Fresh Prince of Bel Air, you'll love it. And even if you were not a 90s kid and you weren't well-versed in the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, you will still appreciate the show because it's modernized, but the characters, their character development, their storylines have been elevated. The wardrobe is insane. Absolutely insane. I would love to interview their costume designer at some point. I actually have her on my wish list of guests. Just throwing that out there, shameless plug. But back to this list. So Coco Jones stunned in a custom Manish Malhotra attire. And it was a regal hybrid structure of movement and a floral applique embroidered blazer descending into the floor sweeping train. I love a train. So beautiful. It was almost, if you are a bold bridal girly, this could be a look. And there's someone else that I'll mention on this list that could also be a look as well. But I love Coco Jones's look. Next, one of the co-chairs for this year's gala, Coleman Domingo. He wowed in Valentino. He actually entered in a royal blue cloak that paid homage to the late great Andre Leon Talley. And underneath, he wore an amazing blue and white suit. Absolutely loved his look. So amazing, so on theme. Can't say anything else. Now, this next person is actually a style icon of mine. And you'll actually see me wear a graphic tee with her face on it by one of my favorite artists, Winnie Weston. The amazingly talented Diana Ross. So she actually graced the Met Gala carpet for the first time in 22 years. And she made her appearance wearing an 18-foot train by Nigerian designer Ugo Mosi. And y'all, please forgive me if I'm butchering these names. Don't charge it to my heart. And her train actually featured the names of her children and grandchildren. You know, for me, Diana Ross is just a classic beauty. I love the boldness of her style. She has always given me very like glamorous, bohemian chic. I really love just her beautiful, full natural hair. Her and her daughter, Tracee Ellis Ross, I love that they do that. And Diana has just always been bold within her style and just very elegant. And she didn't disappoint last night, honey. So the next person whose look I loved was Laura Harrier in a custom white Gap Studios ensemble by Zach Posen. And I loved this look because it was feminine, yet very on theme with this ensemble. And I just think ivory is just such a beautiful color for a woman, especially in a suit. Loved it. Beautiful. The next person that I love, Keith Powers. And he was actually in an ensemble by Boss. And he actually has a partnership with this iconic brand. I loved the shape of the wide leg pants, his shoes, his tie. I love this look. I really respect Keith Powers and his craft as an actor. Love seeing him on the red carpet the blue carpet for the Met Gala, excuse me. The next person, Dolce, made her gala debut in a Louis Vuitton look. Oh, the fro, her skin, just the entire look. She was absolutely stunning. I hope we get to see more of her on the Met Gala carpet. The next person, I loved Jon Batiste and Tom Ford. On theme, classic. All right, Kerry Washington, another style icon of mine. Let me just say, anytime she's on the red carpet, she is sophisticated, elegant. She takes risks. We never know what look we'll see from Kerry. But what I like about her taking risks, she's not someone that takes things and just piles it on. That type of styling I don't care for because it becomes we're looking at, yes, we see a beautiful woman in the outfit, but it can be so overwhelming. We don't know where we're looking. And I'm someone, when I'm getting dressed and when I'm working with my clients, I like to take risks and then I encourage my clients to take risks, but I don't encourage them to go so far off the ledge where it's obviously not who they naturally are and they look so uncomfortable in the look that they're not confident. Because I always say confidence is the number one accessory that you need to have with you in any look, because that will read and that will be obvious to people if you don't have that. And anytime Kerry gets dressed, she looks confident. She is beautiful, just all the things. And she didn't disappoint last night. She actually wore a tailored white jacket over an A-line skirt with a structured hat and gloves. And I just thought this was incredibly beautiful. I loved her braid, just, you know, the way she styled her hair, everything. I loved the pumps that she wore. Everything was beautiful. So my next look is Jodie Turner Smith. And she wowed in an equestrian themed Burberry look. And I think the color looked gorgeous on her skin tone. She was on theme, but also just in such a unique look, because I don't remember, if not anyone else, very many people wearing that maroon shade that she wore. And it looked beautiful on her. She is another just classic beauty. So this next person, it may surprise you all, but I love seeing her on the Met Gala red carpet. We don't normally see her have her fashion moments, and I loved her on the Met Gala carpet. And you know what? I told one of my girlfriends this. I actually loved her Oscar look, because this person is someone who is very focused on their craft. I love her on the number one hit daytime show that she's on. And she's not someone, you know what I love now that I'm talking this out with you all? She doesn't take herself too seriously. She's not someone that's like this hoity-toity fashion person. I think she's at a stage in her life. She doesn't have anything to prove. She is working because she enjoys it. And yes, like she has said, look, she has bills to pay. But she's not out here trying to prove anything to anyone. And I love that about her. The person I'm speaking of is Whoopi Goldberg in a tailored dress by Tom Brown. Loved it. Tom Brown, he dressed quite a few celebrities last night, and he didn't disappoint me with Whoopi's look. Love Whoopi. So someone else that I'm not used to seeing on the Met Gala red carpet, but I love that she and her husband came out for this theme, the fabulous Debbie Allen. Oh, y'all, Debbie Allen. I can't say enough things about her. Just her talent is endless. But Debbie Allen donned the red carpet in a beautiful, bedazzled red ensemble by Paul Tazewell. And Paul is actually the Oscar-winning costume designer of Wicked. And he's the first Black man to win an Oscar for costume design. He made history earlier this year when he won the Oscar. So it's great to see him going beyond that and dressing someone as legendary as Debbie Allen for an event such as this. I loved her look. She just, oh, Debbie. So my next look is by someone who doesn't always get as much recognition for his individual style, but I think we really need to start talking about him. Brian Tyree Henry. And he wore a look by Nigerian House Orange Culture. I really love this look. It was very individualistic. It was eye-catching, but not in a distracting way. And he looked so confident, so happy in this look. And I really enjoyed this. My next look, Jalen and Mrs. Brianna Hurts. I mean, just right there. Do I need to say anything else? But this beautiful newly married couple, they wore bespoke Burberry to the gala. And Hurts himself, Jalen, he wore a velvet double-breasted suit with floral embroidery, while his wife wore a maroon bead-embellished lace dress. And what I loved about their looks, number one, I love that I think both of their looks went well with the theme. I think that Jalen's look went very nicely with the theme for menswear, but he wasn't over the top to the point where it was obviously something he was uncomfortable in and not himself. And for Brianna, I thought she was beautiful. It was given very like 1940s classic. Even the way that she styled her hair was beautiful. Personally, I would have taken it a little bit further and just done a dark lip on her just to really take the look a step further. But honestly, other than that, even if she didn't, I thought they both looked beautiful. And I can't say anything more other than I love this couple. They're amazing. Very unproblematic. Love what Jalen stands for. The confidence in which he speaks. who he is, not just on, but also off the field. And I'm happy for them. I'm happy that they're having this moment and they got to, we got to see that. The world got to see them center stage on the red carpet. The blue carpet. I keep saying red carpet, the blue carpet for the Met Gala. Love that. Okay. So we're at our last three. And I really have to shout out Meg Thee Stallion. She looks stunning in her ode to Josephine Baker. And she wowed in this really sensual, glamorous gown by Michael Kors. Yeah, I just loved her whole look. I loved her hair. Her makeup was snatched. The gown itself. She looked very beautiful. Very dandy. Quinta Brunson, my tiny twin as far as height. Absolutely love her. I love that she is having her moment. And my prayers that she's able to continue to thrive in the success that she's experiencing. So she wore an ensemble created by Sergio Hudson, another amazingly talented black designer. And her ensemble focused on sharp lines and soft curves. And I love, one of the things that I love about Quinta is that even though she's a tiny girl, I actually get a lot of inspiration from her for formal events and the way that she dresses herself, because I think she does so in such a way that she doesn't shy away from the fact that she's a tiny petite girl. She embraces it. And I just love the way that she selects pieces that work really well and complement her beautiful body. I love Quinta and I love seeing what she's going to wear. And she didn't disappoint last night. I love the way she styled her hair. It was like a short, almost slick back bob parted on the side behind her ears. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And that leads me to last, but certainly not least, another tiny girl, actually, Simone Biles. She looks so beautiful. She was actually in an electric blue mini dress by Harbison Studio. And this color on Simone, I love this color. Like, even recently, I believe she was at the Kentucky Derby in a royal purple ensemble and with the makeup and everything. I just love that she is really going there with color right now. I adore Simone Biles. I have so much respect for her and what she's been able to do within the sport of gymnastics, and then the way she has transitioned her career beyond that. I just think she's such a beautiful, talented Black woman, and I love to see all these good things happening for her. And last night, honey, she didn't disappoint. So, with that, you all have each of my favorite looks from the Met Gala. I am going to start doing more style-focused episodes, because the title of the podcast is Styling Conversation. And that was one of the origins of me even starting this podcast. So I just want to give you all that plug about me starting to do more of these. And I want to encourage you, if there are any topics that you want to hear me discuss, that you would like style advice on, beauty advice, please leave a comment on this episode. Send me an email to styledbyjessicalauren@gmail.com. I would love to hear your thoughts. And I'm really excited to do more of these episodes going into work. Coming to the latter end of season two. So I think definitely in season three, we'll be doing more, but I have some things up my sleeves. So with that being said, thank you so much for joining another episode and your continued support. And I hope you enjoy this episode. Make sure you share it with a friend so they can get some laughs, enjoy the content that you're getting. And with that, we are out until a special episode that we'll be having this weekend for Mother's Day. And I'll talk to you soon, Style Crew.
Hey, Hey Style Crew, make sure you're keeping up with our podcast through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, as well as the Podcast Index. And if you'd like to view the podcast visually, check out my YouTube channel, Styled by Jessica Lauren.